You're listening to 89.1 WEMU, and this is Art and Soul. This is Lisa Berry, and this week Art and Soul is about the culinary arts, which, like many other elements of our lives, has really been different this past year because of the pandemic. But one Ann Arbor, let's call it a food shop, has been busy evolving and creating space and community for those wanting something to drink or eat. And we're joined by the owner of York Food and Drink on Packard in Ann Arbor, Tommy York. How you doing, Tommy?
Great, Lisa. Thanks for taking the time to talk.
I've watched you on social media. I visited once on a cold, snowy Saturday to see how you have continued to pivot and evolve and become a vibrant place, really, it seems like, for food, drink, collaboration, and community, despite the ongoing global health crisis. What has that been like for you?
It has been extremely stressful. Obviously, we're trying to be as safe as possible and still entertain people. So it's like nothing I've ever experienced.
You sort of rebranded a year or so ago to begin with, did you not?
We did, exactly. We had an off-premise license, and we changed to an on-premise license and put in a full bar just before all of this pandemic started. So we were really, really doing well, and then the pandemic and the shutdown put the brakes on everything. So we've basically been running at break-even for a year.
First of all, let's start with the space you created outside. Tell us about that.
Well, we had a little tiny picnic area, and then in the summer we realized the pandemic was going to be going on for a lot longer than any of us anticipated this time last year, and we thought, well, we better get some tents and some furniture and some lighting and just make it a space that would be safe outside. And because indoor dining was not available at the time, we thought, well, let's see if we can capitalize on this kind of triangular space we have outside. And we were able to, you know, acquire tents, and even though it was a long waiting period, we got everything going in the fall and were able to get a space going. It was crazy.
Well, I was there on like a snowy winter Saturday, and there was an art fair, and there were fire pits, and there were food trucks. Seemed like it was pretty active on that day, at least.
Yeah, oh, the community has been amazing. People have been congratulating us for, you know, keeping the dining outside. The neighborhood has just been super. You know, they some of the tips have been in the hundreds of dollars for the staff. It's heartwarming to have the town turn out and say, hey, we want you guys to succeed. What can we do? Wine by the bottle sales have been increasing over the year. And then, like you say, you know, we thought to ourselves, how can we help each other? Let's get some food trucks here. Our artist friends, all the fairs were shut down over the summer. So we did a little art fair there before Christmas, and we just thought, let's open our minds up and see what we can do to help everybody.
So who have you been collaborating with? What other restaurants and food vendors?
Lucha Puerco, Side Biscuit, Juicy Oyster, Simply Spanish. There's been about 10 or 12 different food trucks that come on the weekends, and we have Fig coming this weekend for a vegan brunch pop-up on Saturday. I mean, pretty much anybody who's interested in coming out, we've had them come out.
And again, this is all outside, right?
It's all outside, every bit of it. Yep. People can come inside to order, but I'm fortunate to have some friends who are epidemiologists, and one in particular said, hey, why don't you, if you can keep going, wait until everybody gets a vaccine and then maybe open up inside. But for now, because none of our staff have been vaccinated, we're just saying, hey, you know, come in and order inside and enjoy outside where it's proving to be safe.
Whoever thought having a friend who's an epidemiologist would have such payoffs in life?
Oh, my gosh, Lisa. And who would have ever thought that you need $500 or $600 in propane and $500 or $600 in firewood a week to keep your, you know, your outdoor dining room open? It's just been mind-boggling.
One more collaboration we got to give a shout out to. You recently added Go Ice Cream, did you not?
Yes, that's right. Yeah. Go Ice Cream. Basil Babe was here this last weekend. They're an Ypsilanti dumpling manufacturer. Pietek Pierogi. I mean, really, anybody who needs help and needs to sell food is helping us by coming and setting up a food truck, and then we can sell some beers and some drinks. And like you said, it's been cold and it's winter, and I mean, who would ever thought that you'd have 50 to 100 people sitting outside in 40 degrees this past weekend, but 14 the weekend before. It's heartening to have everybody turn out.
So you, Tommy York, have been in the food business for how long?
As a kid at a pizza shop, but undergrad at Eastern, graduate at U of M, and I was 22, so I'll be 55 this year, so 30 years.
In your wildest dreams, did you ever think you'd have to be dealing with something like this?
Not at all, but the strange thing that keeps coming back to me is my great-grandmother died in the Spanish flu in 1918, and my grandfather would always tell me, this is going to happen again. And I used to think, that'll never happen again. And here we are, and he warned me.
Wow. Did he give you any advice that you're using now?
Yeah, he did. He said, make sure you have cash. He was a lovely man. His name was James Carroll. He was a baker by training, and so the food business is in my blood, I guess. But yeah, just stay out of debt and show up to work every day, and that's basically what I've been doing.
So you have pivoted and you've changed and you've expanded and you're collaborating with other community food vendors in the Ann Arbor area. Is there anything you'll carry forward with you that you've learned from this pandemic period?
Yeah, for sure. I think just keeping an open mind and being willing to change what you're doing to keep people employed, to keep yourself employed. And really, it's been heartening to have the kind of win-win attitude happening with everybody. Other food people reaching out. If you're short on something, you can ring a peer and say, hey, I'm out of mozzarella curd, or I'm short a leg of prosciutto. Can you help? And everybody's been... We've been helping everybody, and everybody's been helping everybody. It's really, it's great. So I think going forward, keeping that win-win attitude, and people keep saying, are you going to keep this going next year? I think a lot of people in Michigan stay inside all year, and I think they found out that it's actually not terrible to be outside and have a drink by the fire and sit with your friends for a couple of hours.
What a great story of community collaboration. And moving forward, do you have any thoughts on when you will get back to quote-unquote normal?
It's really dependent on when we can get everybody vaccinated. That's the advice I'm getting, is, have your staff get vaccinated, and then let's see what's happening from there. So it sounds like the vaccine rollout is ramping up, and maybe by, the next couple months, we'll have everybody here vaccinated and maybe... more people in town, but we're operating with an abundance of caution, and it hurts the bottom line. But you can't replace yourself or your staff if someone gets sick or worse, dies. And I don't want to be a part of that happening. So we're just gonna keep riding it like this, and hopefully people will keep turning out, and the vaccines will happen, and we'll get back to whatever normal is.
Tommy York, owner of York Food and Drink on Packard in Ann Arbor. Thanks for talking to us here on 89.1 WEMU's Art and Soul.
My pleasure. Thank you, Lisa. You guys do a great job.